Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, in the Scriptures this evening. Two verses we looked at last Friday, I believe. Romans chapter 1 and 15. Romans 1:15. Spirit of God speaking through Paul said, "For as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also." Hallelujah. Ready to preach. "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." How many know you wouldn't be ready to preach if you were? You need to be confident of what you're believing. And that's where your confidence will come to share. "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Verse 17, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." Now here's what we're just talking about. The gospel reveals the righteousness of God. How God is just and the justifier of those that believe in Jesus. God would not be just in blessing you and I and saving you and I if He didn't do it for everybody unless we believed on Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When others would not.
Yes.
And this righteousness of God is revealed. Tell me how it's revealed. From faith to faith. Well, what if you have no faith in God or the Word or Jesus? Then you will have no revelation of this. You will not be able to see it. No matter how intelligent you may think you are, this book will be a closed book to you. You won't be able to understand any of it. Teaching and preaching the same way. No matter how anointed or graced it may be, you won't get any of it. Because it's revealed how? Through faith. If you believe it, you'll see it. And here's the great thing. And if you believe it more, you'll see it more. Oh, come on. Can you see this? And it is revealed how? It's revealed from faith to faith. Glory to God. That's why to him that hath shall more be given. And to him that has not will be taken away even what he seems to have. Why? If it seems like, well, it seems like these people, they just keep getting this revelation from God and they just keep more and more and more, and these other people don't seem to get anything. Well, that's exactly right. But that ain't fair. It is totally fair. It's totally fair. If they would believe, they'd see too. But see, when you take an attitude with God and go, "Well, prove to me that you exist. Prove to me that there's something to all this Bible stuff. Prove it to me and I'll believe it." You're saying, "Show me first and then I'll believe." That's not how he said he does it. He said, "You believe and I'll show you." Why? Because if he showed you, then you're not walking by faith. You're walking by what he showed you. You're walking by sight. And it's without faith, it's impossible to please him. You got to believe first before you understand. Then you'll see. The psalmist said, "I would have fainted unless I had believed to see." Hallelujah. You don't see and believe, you believe and see.
Hallelujah.
Ever heard somebody say, "Well, seeing is believing"? Actually, it's not at all. That's wrong, wrong, wrong.
That's right.
Seeing's not believing. And even if you see a manifestation of the power of God, that's no indication you will have faith or believe. You can attribute it to all kinds of things. I know my dad, as a young man, went with my grandmother to a healing meeting. This would have been, 60 years ago at least. And he said, as a young man, he's standing in the healing line, and this woman's beside him, and she had a large growth on the side of her neck, prominent. I mean, you couldn't miss it. It was like this. And he said, when the man of God came by, said he spoke to that thing in the name of Jesus, and he said it just went down like you stuck a pin in a balloon. Just went down until her neck was just flat. She was shouting and carrying on and praising God. And my grandmother got healed of cancer in that same meeting. Glory to God. And amazingly enough, her mother was in the back crowd. She got healed too. Hallelujah. And my dad had been sickly as a boy, and apparently he got over it. I mean, he lived and they had me. And was healthy in my life, you know. And so he said, though, when he was leaving that meeting, and think about this, what if he hadn't gone to that meeting? Anyway, he said as they were leaving that meeting, he heard some men standing out there talking that had not come in. They're standing outside the door, had been looking in. And he heard them discussing it. And one of them said, yeah, he said, that guy had that framed up. He said, what about that growth that disappeared? He said, I don't know. He said, that was some kind of a trick. That was he had that fixed up some way. That was some kind of... See, he saw a miracle right in front of his eyes. Did he believe it? No. Did he believe in God?
No.
Seeing is not believing.
Amen. That's right.
And you can see the most amazing things and still decide you don't believe.
That's
you
right.
can attribute it to 1,001 things.
That's right.
If you don't want to believe, you're not going to believe. Believing is a choice.
Yes.
But if you want to see the good things of God,
right.
you believe.
Right.
And if you want to see more,
believe.
You believe more. Right. And it's revealed from faith to faith. Hallelujah. As it is written, the just
shall live
by faith. Are you who we're reading about here? Is this you? This phrase you'll find numerous times in the Bible. You'll find it in Habakkuk 2. You'll find it in Galatians 2. I mean, you'll find it numerous times. But go with me, please, tonight to 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, 4:1. He said, I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and dead at His appearing. Verse 2, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Somebody say, preach the word.
Preach the word.
You reckon that has any similarity with the gospel?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That you're not ashamed of.
That's right.
He said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Now, another way of sound doctrine is sound teaching. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Why would it say itching ears? Well, if your ear itches, what do you want? You want somebody to scratch it. So what does that mean? He's not talking about just a physical itch. He's talking about you're itching to hear something. And instead of wanting the truth, what you prefer is somebody that will tell you, give you things the version you want to hear. You prefer that over the truth. And he said, the time's coming. And that was a long time ago. That people will not endure sound, good teaching. You know, just because teaching and ministry is really good does not mean it's really popular.
Amen.
Now, this is a revelation. Because, you know, when I first began in the ministry, some 30-some years ago, I knew part of the verse that said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And I thought, well, that's it. People just don't know. That's the main thing. That's the big thing. People are ignorant. They don't know. When they know, they hear it, they get it, everything will be good. But after a few years in the ministry now, I realize that's not all there is to it. And I failed to read the rest of the verse. That's just half a verse. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The rest of it goes on to say, because you have rejected knowledge. That's the rest of the verse. No, ignorance is not the only problem. It's not even the biggest problem. Truth is, a lot of folks have heard about Jesus and have not received Him. A lot of people have heard the truth about the Word of God in numerous areas, and they did not want it that way. They did not want it that way. Well, if you don't want to hear it, then you don't want to keep going where that's preached. But if you don't just want to quit going to church, then you want to find somebody that preaches what you want to hear. And as a minister, if your main thing is getting people that like what you preach and the biggest crowd, then you will tend toward adapting your message to what's currently or socially or politically favored.
Amen. Come on.
We're wading off into it now, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Well, are we reading scriptures?
Yes, sir.
Is the Bible true? Come on, read it again. Read it again. The time will come when they'll not endure sound doctrine. Sound doctrine would be good teaching. But after their own lust, they'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Verse 4. And they'll turn away their ears from the truth. Now, these are not Satanist meetings. Who's he talking about?
The church. The Christian.
These are people going to church. These are people having meetings. And these are people that don't want to hear the truth. And yet they want to hear teaching. But not that. And they'll be turned to what? Fables. Now, friend, if there's ever a generation that focused on fables, that's us. Let me give you another word for fable. Movie. Show. What? Something that's not real. It's a story, but it's not real.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.